Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezia. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Klein. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Steve Klein. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blomberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blomberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. May reaches second base with a double. Allen moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson strikes out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spezia moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spezia moves to third. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. John Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blomberg juggles the ball. That's an error on Blomberg. John Stone moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. May is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. John Stone tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing first base. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Munson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 0 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone throws the ball into Allen, who tags Alou trying to return to first, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Munson and he is out, Clark applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Yankees. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. Michael hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Michael reaches second base with a double. Steve Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kline bunts towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Michael moves to third. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a line drive towards third. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Terry Forster now pitching. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alou scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Bernie Allen. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Michael is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Lanier now playing third base. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callison throws the ball into Michael, who tags May trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munson bunts towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Ed Spezio. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser pinch hits for Terry Forster. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.